It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well with me. It is well. It is well with my soul. Love interrupted by tragedy. What will my life be like now? I do know that I can handle it if it's what you have allowed. It is well with me. It is well with me. With my soul, my heart's been broken into pieces, and I've had more than my share of pain. Still, I believe that all things will work out for my good. So while in my storm, I'll boldly proclaim that it is well.
Greetings. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. Now, verse 9, and God said, see, God said, but this is Elohim, the gods and the goddesses who work on from the power of the Most High. Saying, speaking, vibrations, waves, creating and causing Big Bang, light and sound. God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear, and it was so. And so most of these words are masculine, because they represent coming from the masculine into the womb of the feminine. The waters are that seed of life, germ of life, the waters of noon that we talked about. In verse 10, and God called the dry land, and this is gods and goddesses, this is not God, singular, and just male. This word is Elohim, 430. Hebrew side, gods and goddesses. We know the names of the gods and the goddesses. Nun and Nanet, Ha and Harhet, Kuk and Karket, Amun, Amonet, Ptah, Atum. These are they who work on behalf of the Almighty Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah. And the gods and the goddesses called the dry land earth. And see, earth is Eretz, and that's feminine. So we have the picture of the waters going into the womb of the earth to create life. And the gathering together of the waters called he seas. and God, gods and goddesses, Elohim, saw that it was good. So now the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine working together, earth is the sacred feminine, the watchers of noon, the seas, which are the watchers of noon, is masculine, but the seed itself is masculine and feminine, and the boundary of the seas. If I could remember what the word is, that means the boundary of the sea. The boundary of the water is feminine. And then verse 11, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, let the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit. So now we have fruit and seed and vegetation. We have the concept of the seed. And I'm trying to see if I'm going to follow my mind. Seed is zerah. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2233. Zerah.
Zerah. Zerah is a masculine noun. The seed, the sowing, offspring, the seed, semen, meaning sperm. And this is sacred. This is righteous. Seed, semen, virile. Offspring, descendants, posterity, children. See, children are masculine and feminine. So although the word seed comes under masculine, we know that the seed itself, which comes from the masculine, is emitted into the womb of the sacred divine feminine and is itself either masculine or feminine. And when the sperm is emitted, there are many seeds in that sperm. I don't know how many, but you were one of the seed in that sperm out of who knows how many. And all of those together were masculine and feminine, but you are the one that reached the egg. You are the posterity. You are the descendant of your father and your mother. You are the children. We are the children. Seed here is also moral quality. Practitioner of righteousness. Sowing time. It says by meton. Let me see what this word meton, how this is defined. I love to know the meton was a Greek mathematician and astronomer. That's interesting. An engineer who lived in Athens. He is best known in 5th century BC, for his calculations involving the eponymous 19-year metonic cycle, which he introduced in 432 BC into the lunisolar Attic calendar. So this is dealing with Africa, even though this fella is supposed to be Greek. These Greek philosophers learned their knowledge of mathematics, astronomy, and geometry and engineering from African Kemet Egyptian high priests and high priestesses who taught these European sisters and brothers, European philosophers, these sciences. So meton has to do with lunar science. And this is African knowledge and wisdom. And now we're back to time. And we're back to her infinity, her head finite, having to do with time. So the seed and the sowing of the seed of righteousness and practicing righteousness. We speak seed of righteousness to each other. We calculate lunar time. The moon is associated with the feminine, and the moon, the new moon, has to do in the African Hebrew calendar with renewal. I can't remember if the word moon is actually masculine or feminine. It may be masculine, but the woman's cycle of time, they say, is tied to the moon. So we're talking about seed and we're talking about time. Now let me follow my mind. I'm going to get to Christos and I'm going to get to James, but let me quickly jump over to the Quran. The Quran, chapter 6, verse 96. We want the babies and the youth to understand that the scriptures are retelling African science, the African science of the material reality and the womb that holds the material reality, the African science of time, infinity and finite, the African science of birthing. That birth process takes place hidden and in the darkness, and the womb reveals into the light that seed, that seed of life, germ of life, which is eternal, that womb which puts finite flesh on that eternal reality and then reveals into the light that which was hidden and unseen in the darkness. Now, this verse 96 says, surely Allah causes the grain and the date stone to germinate. He brings forth the living from the dead, and he is the bringer forth of the dead from the living. This is Allah. How are you then turned away? Now, Allah is an African Hebrew word carrying all manner of meaning having to do with rising up, with ascending, with growing up, with the growth of vegetation. So you're dealing in the sun and photosynthesis, ascending, the masculine, the male, the man, the father represents knowledge. And the Most High Father ascends us into his mind of supreme knowledge so that we may defeat and excel the knowledge of this wicked world. Allah is an African Hebrew word because the African Hebrew language is the mother, father language of the African Arabic. Now, Allah, Ashadu Allah, Ilaha Il Allah. Allah is the mother, the divine sacred feminine mother. She, in the African Hebrew, is defined as occurrence and circumstance. And you have Allah, Allah. 5929 is Allah. And then 593031 are Allah. That's the feminine counterpart of Allah. Mother, Holy Spirit as Allah, she ascends. She raises us up. She causes us to grow. We need masculine and feminine unity to understand. So she, as Allah, raises us up and ascends us into her supreme mind of wisdom. The woman represents wisdom. You need knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is the seed of life. Facts, realities, facts, things. This represents knowledge. What do you know? What are the facts? What are the actual facts? But facts and knowledge need the womb of wisdom to go into that knowledge emitted as the seed of life into the womb of wisdom, may then give birth to understanding so that we may change our occurrence and circumstance. That is Allah. So ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. Ascend Allah. Ascend Allah. Change your circumstance, Allah. So Allah in the Quran causes, and the word that comes to cause in the African Hebrew is haya, that word that means be and exist, because Jehovah Yahweh is that agent in the universe that causes our existence. So Allah, the Most High in the divine attribute as Allah, ascends us and causes the grain and the date stone to germinate. He brings forth the living from the dead, and he is the bringer forth of the dead from the living. That is Allah. How are you turned away? So the grain is a seed. We're talking, remember Genesis, the grass and the herbs and the seed, the grain, mustard seed, okay? Grain like a mustard seed. This seed that is so small but has great potential to give birth to great expansion of life. Remember what we said about the atoms and atum, having within itself, hisself, herself, this great divine universe, but starting so infinitesimally small and being the image of the universe and image of the Creator. This seed in the Quran is able to give life after it has died and resurrected. So we have all of these spiritual concepts because we need to die and resurrect so that we can now create the civilization of life, the Christ Messiah civilization and government here and now on this earth, so that the Most High can, through our dying to our genetically modified self. You see, we have an original creation, but the system has genetically altered our DNA, and so now we must die to that genetic altering of our DNA and be resurrected back to our original self in the original creation of ourself by the Most High, so that now we may give life where there was death. Verse 97, he, meaning Allah, is the cleaver of the daybreak. So now we're into day, and he has made the night for rest. Remember, we talked about day and night, light and darkness, and the sun and the moon for reckoning. Remember, we talked about the sun, and we know that the moon and the stars are those fixtures in the universe that give us the lesser lights. These are for reckoning. When you research the word reckoning, you come to calculation and you come to time. Now we're back to ha and ha-het, infinity and finite, having to do with time, calculating time. We're back to kuk and kaket as darkness and light. And we're back to amun and amonet as that which is hidden and that which is revealed. This is the measuring of the mighty, the knowing. So, mighty and knowing. Was the alphabet, well, one of those words, was it mighty? Let me just try to see if I can find that African Hebrew alphabet. I think I may have it under H. Oh, here we go. Hebrew alphabet. Let me see if I'm correct, sisters and brothers. Yeah. The 13th letter I believe it's the 13th letter is Mem. It's water and chaos and mighty. You see how this goes back to the African Hebrew and how this goes back to the African teaching of the watches of noon and Ptah and Atum. So mighty and knowing. That is the measuring of the mighty, the knowing, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, understanding the science of creation. Oh, man. Then it goes on to talk about how we followed the right way in the darkness of the land and the sea, made the stars for you, that you, the stars. Oh, let me just go ahead and read it, sisters and brothers. I may have to go. I'm saying this for my beautiful wife. I may have to go overtime. We'll see. Verse 98. And he, she said, okay, and she laughed. So all is well. When the queen is happy, let me tell you, the land is happy. Verse 98. And he it is who made the stars for you that you might follow the right way, thereby in the darkness of the land and the sea. Indeed, we have made plain the signs for a people who know. Who is the we in Quran, in Islam? The we is Allah, the Father. And the we is Allah, the Mother. Deal with it. We have to deal with truth, babies, and youth. I want you to be able to go easily between all of the religions and see the oneness, the truth in the religious languages. In Islam, Allah represents the watchers of noon, and Allah is the mother. Allah, you may say, is Nanet, that womb. Allah, you may say, is Mother Holy Spirit. And so that's the we. But the we is also Ptah and Atum. The we is also Ha and Harhet, Kuk and Karket, Amun and Amanet. Because we're dealing with light. We're dealing with darkness. We're dealing with waters. Verse 99. He it is who has brought you into being. The word being in the African Hebrew has to do with Hayah 1961. Being, to be, to exist, to happen. 3068. 1961 is the root of the word Jehovah, which is 3068, which is defined as the existing one. We have to see the unity in the religious languages. He it is who brought you into being, brought you into Hayah from a single soul. Then there is for you a resting place and a repository. But the single soul, spirit, soul, energy, force, and power is the Most High. The Most High called Yahweh, Jehovah, and the Most High is father and mother, because Yahweh begets and conceives. And the Most High, under the attributes in the Quran, as Allah the Father and Allah the Mother. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That is straight feminine. Allah is the mother, Rahman and Rahim, beneficent and merciful. These two words are tied to another African Arabic word that has to do with the womb, teaching us that Allah is the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. But the Quran is teaching us that male and female are from one single essence, one single soul, one single, you may say, spirit, you may say energy, you may say force. We're going to say the watchers of noon. We are one. This is trying to get us to understand that we are one human family, one universe, one people, a resting place, a repository. So the word rest and the word peace, Islam, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High. Shalom in the African Hebrew, peace. Salam in the African Arabic. These words, peace, and there's a word for peace in the European Greek. And these words have to do with being one, being harmonious, being exempt from warfare and bloodshed, and having national tranquility. We're back to the watchers of noon. We're back to no barriers, no boundaries, all one, all tranquil, all peaceful. Verse 100, and he it is who sends down water from the clouds. Then we bring forth with it buds of all plants. Then we bring forth from it green foliage, from which we produce clustered grain, and of the date palm, of the sheaths of it, come forth clusters of dates within reach, and gardens of grapes, and the oil and the pomegranate, alike and unalike. Look at the fruit of it, when it bears fruit, and the ripening of it. Surely there are signs in this for a people who believe. This science of vegetation, of photosynthesis, the sun shining, the water coming out of the clouds, hitting the earth, Mother Earth. Photosynthesis taking place as the sun shines. And the sun is masculine in the African Hebrew, but the light is feminine and the rays are feminine. Sacred, divine, masculine, feminine unity, photosynthesis shining onto Mother Earth. The face of Mother Earth is masculine, but the womb of the earth is feminine, and the waters are masculine. And then vegetation grows up, comes up, ascends. That's Allah and Ilah. That's the we. The Ptah and Atum. That's the we. The Nun and Nanet, Ha and Hahet, Kuk and Kaket, Amun and Amanet. That's the we. We want the babies and the youth to be able to speak to any human being, whether they are Christian or Muslim or Jew or Zoroaster or Hindu or Buddhist or communist or socialist and even atheist, and be able to see into the mind of the sister and the brother, and be able to teach this from the scientific reality, because there really is no such thing as an atheist as it is defined, because all know that we have spirit and energy, and that spirit energy force permeates the whole of the universe and generates all life on all levels that life is generated upon. The Most High spirit energy power force generates existence at whatever level that existence exists within this existing universe is because of spirit energy. And no human being with knowledge and wisdom will deny spirit energy. Look into your dictionary. Energy is defined as usually positive spiritual force that lives within all human beings, all people. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.